is Mike Zuzulo. He's a global commodity analytics and consulting out of Atchison, Kansas. But I'm wondering where you are this morning, Mike.
Well, Todd, I'm coming back from northern and western Ohio, currently sitting on the side of I-72 between Jacksonville and Hannibal. The rain's passed. It's a real pretty morning on this side of the state.
Excellent. And you were there because I think in part, well, you probably visited some family, but you were also making some presentations to Ohio farmers?
Yeah, we had a couple meetings with two different firms. One, a commercial client in northern Ohio by Toledo, does a lot of movement for farmers, goes to Maumee and some of the Anderson's facilities up there, and does a lot more soft red wheat than probably anybody I work with as far as moving it. And then the other meetings were with the Mercer Landmark Group there in western Ohio, kind of the epicenter of where the bad yields were for the eastern Corn Belt, and really probably the whole Corn Belt, if you have to know, because some of the guys that I talked to on the sidelines talked about 60, 70 bushel corn yields being pretty predominant in certain counties of eastern Indiana, western Ohio. And if you got above 100, you were doing good, it sounds like.
So they would be really hurting at this point and hopeful that their ARC County payments will kick in, I would think, and the crop insurance
as
well.
Yeah, and get a cash corn rally that would offset some of those lower yields. That's where they've been hit with a double whammy. And, you know, fortunately, they didn't sell a lot ahead because they wouldn't have been able to deliver a lot of it as well.
And their basis is doing what? Are they going to be able to get a cash rally that will give them enough money to make up for some of the losses?
I think so. I think this is where the USDA report and the outside markets with the crude oil still not being able to find a bottom after trying on Thursday are probably starting to separate the cash versus the futures again. That area specifically, because it's so heavy in livestock, I think one of the top 10 poultry producers in the country is right there on the Ohio-Indiana border, and a lot of pork still up there and a lot of dairy cows as well. So they're running at times 40 plus over. And it's helping to offset some of those losses because they're getting closer to $4. But, you know, when you get 100 bushel yields, you really would like 450 or better to be able to offset those losses.
So you mentioned crude oil. It's reaching down and making new contract lows again today. This is the second time for the week that it's really made a new contract low. That first time was on, Tuesday, I think, of this week. Went to $29.93, and today the low contract at this point is $29.28. Current trade is a little bit higher than that, but this probably not good news for the whole of the marketplace, I would think.
No, you know, what we're seeing, I think, is maybe the beginnings of what we should be seeing in 2016, and that is the separation between the ag sector and the industrial energy sectors, whereas China is a net exporter of crude oil, and as their markets slide, the expectation is they're going to need less crude oil, even though their biggest think tank that just earlier this week came out and said they're going to need 5% more than 2015 in volume terms. Even with that being said, the market takes the negative Shanghai index and takes the negative yuan currency and assumes then that that's going to loosen their buying power, and that's going to hit most in the crude oil complex. But today, because of South Africa's ag minister talking about needing as much as 6 million tons of corn imports, you've got a little bit different look to the market. And we've seen this all week since USDA came out, where corn, beans, and wheat are holding up much better given what the outside markets are doing. I would also throw in there too, Todd, we've got one of these markets where the stocks are down, the crude's down, but the dollar is also down. We had some negative economic data that came out today, the Empire Manufacturing Index being one of the biggest and most important, probably for the U.S. dollar, in my opinion. It was negative enough that it took the dollar down and helped it follow the crude oil and the stock markets, which I think that benefits the commodities as a whole, especially those ag commodities where demand is improving.
South Africa, of course, is suffering its worst drought since 1904, and that's really since the time it started keeping track of weather at that
exactly.
point. I read that number, so 1904 really is when they began to keep track of some weather, so they don't have any data before that very much. But that's a long time. This is the worst drought. They have imported from South America, I would think. It would be easy for them to import from Buenos Aires, from Argentina, to make that trip across the ocean to them. However, that does, well, it does, I suppose, say Argentina opened up its marketplace a bit, but now that corn that would be coming onto the market with fewer taxes has a place to go and may not actually replace exports from the United States. Is that a good way to view it?
Yeah, and I think the one thing to keep in mind is with the corn ending stocks being at about 1.5 million tons in Argentina, they don't have a lot to sell. And with the inflation that both Brazil and Argentina have right now, it's going to be hard for them to ship too much of their domestic supplies out, especially in the corn and in the wheat side of the equation. But I think even beans, and in fact, I believe it was Brazil, maybe it was Argentina, I can't remember, but this week one of those two were reportedly starting to complain about the higher beef prices and higher livestock prices associated with feeding those livestock higher priced corn as they let more exports out the door. So this is something that has to be watched, because we do have the Summer Olympics coming up in Brazil, and that consumption increase is going to certainly transpire into their inflation, or historically it does. When you get that many people and that much infrastructure being done, the inflation could be quite high even compared to what it is right now in both those countries, but especially Brazil. So I don't worry as much about South American competition until they actually get in the fields and we start hearing what the actual yields are.
When we talk with you this afternoon at about 6 after the hour of 2 o'clock, where you think you'll be on the way back to Atchison? Around Jacksonville, Illinois? I was trying to think about where you are and where you might be in 5 hours.
Yeah, I'm in Jacksonville right now. I'm planning, and I wanted to get up early enough to be able to get that second one done with you back at the office.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking you were still in Ohio. I guess I wasn't paying enough attention to where you told. No,
I drove late last night to Indy and got up early this morning, so I'm already about an hour from the Mississippi. So I should be able to get pretty close to home by then, Todd.
Well, take a look at the Mississippi. Tell us what the floodwaters, how they've receded, how that looks, and we'll talk with you again this afternoon at 6 after the hour, 2 o'clock. Thanks so much.
That sounds great. Thanks, Todd.
Mike Zuzulo, of course, is with Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting. He's out of Atchison, Kansas, and should join us from there this afternoon when we talk to him today during the closing market report. Here are the way the numbers are trading again in Chicago. Corn futures up 2 to 3. Bean futures are down 5 to 6. Wheat futures are up about 3 to 4 for the day. Live cattle futures in Chicago about $2.40 lower, and the feeder cattle are off 3.80. Lean hogs are down 30 cents for the morning. The outside markets are showing us crude oil at $29.60 a barrel. That's $1.53 lower, down on brand new contract lows for the morning. Ethanol futures are up a penny and a half at $1.34, and the wholesale price of gasoline at $1.48 is down 0.2 cents. Diesel fuel is still under a buck at 95.6 cents, down 2.4 cents. That, of course, is heating oil. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana.